You've lived all over the country and traveled all over the world performing. Do you find audiences that you play in front of to be similar all over the world or a little bit different?
I suppose with when you're playing this American Woody Guthrie-based folk music or Americana or whatever they call it these days, you do get a lot of similar audiences. But I tell you, I do it all over the planet now. And I think what they're called is just music lovers.
And talk a little bit about your songwriting process. How do you go about coming up with the ideas and then putting them down on paper?
I'm doing it all the time. Lately, I use the telephone, the cell phone as the capturing device, and I'm jotting down ideas into that. I'm spitting lyrics into my notes, or just opening up the memo, the voice memo, and just I'm always throwing something on there. If you ask any songwriter traveling today, they'll probably have 80 or 90, you know, voice memos in there just waiting. So I do that. Overheard conversation. Sometimes it's something that starts right after I get out of bed in the morning. But I try to, since you can't be writing all the time, I try to just jot something down every day when I have the chance.
Your latest album is called Paco and the Melodic Polaroids. Can you tell us the story of Paco?
Yeah, Paco is the name of my Gibson acoustic guitar, and it's a J45 that I've had for 30 years, and it was named by a deadhead in Paris, France, in about 1990-91. The Grateful Dead came through town. I didn't go to the show, but I slept as many hippies as I could on the floor of my apartment. One of them got up in the morning and said, "Hey, does your guitar have a name?" I said, "No." He said, "Paco." So he named the guitar, the name stuck, and this new album is just me and Paco and a harmonica and some foot stomps and 10 old songs that could have come out of any era.
Talk about that relationship that you have with an instrument that you've had so long.
Well, I tell you, whenever he's got a little bit of a cold, I know right away. If the heat or the cold has affected or warped it in any way, I know. I can hear it and feel it immediately. It's just like a dear old friend. So after a while, you know, people ask me, or sound men, they always ask me, what do you got in that guitar? What's going on with that thing? And I'm like, well, actually, I've been playing it for 30 years. That's another part of musicianship that, because I'll pick up a really nice guitar, but I'm not used to it, and I can't quite play it the same as I played that one. It's just kind of, maybe because I don't clean it very much, but it's kind of buttery, you know?
You have more than 100 songs that have been published. I understand you did something special to mark that occasion.
I did. I recorded in a crazy stint. I went 100 consecutive days at recording and posting an original song on my YouTube channel, which, if you go on the old internet there, you can find me really easy, or just find me at timeaston.com.
All right, Tim, thanks so much for doing this, and thanks for playing Lost River Sessions live.
Thank you so much for supporting independent music, to your radio station and everybody here in Bowling Green, and basically everybody out there in the internet world that's listening to this. And thank you for supporting. We thank you. We traveling independent musicians really thank you.